For those of you that don't know me, my name is Grace, and I knew Marilyn when she came to New Hope. Many of you have had many wonderful things to say that is a real tribute to Marilyn and who she is. So when Dell asked me if I would say something, I wrote out 20 pages. However, since you've already said most of it, I narrowed it down to one. When David was in the hospital, Marilyn really showed her devotion and love and care. Dave, you were blessed in many, many ways, and that showed the love of a wife. She also showed love for her family, for when she spoke of each of you at any time, in every circumstance, you'd be surprised what we know about some of you. She had a glow about her, and she always smiled, not just with her mouth, but her eyes would smile. She would just glow with pride and love for each of her family members. I won't go into detail what she said about some of you, because some of those things we should never repeat. We know that David is really into the Mariners. He can give you their stats, their names, the plays, just absolutely everything about them. So one time, David and Marilyn and I, we all went, and Ken, my husband, we all went to a Mariner game together. They had an enjoyable time. We each got to know one another a little better, and we each learned something new, but we won't go there either. Some things just cannot be repeated. You know the old saying, what's said in Vegas stays in Vegas? Well, sometimes when you're at a baseball game, what's said at the baseball game stays at the baseball game. And as many of you have mentioned, even though she was in a lot of pain, continually I might add, she suffered a lot. And she was always hurting, but she always had that smile. And she continued to care for David, even when he went through his hard and difficult times of heart problems. She was there for him. She was the type of person that would always put others before herself. Isn't that the nature of a mother and a woman? I'm not getting any yes. Yes! Okay, I'm gonna try this one more time. Isn't that the nature and the habit of a mother and wives and women in general?
Yes.
Hey, you guys are good. One of the most precious things I remember about Marilyn, she always said, I don't know how to pray. I can't pray. Yet when she was asked to pray, she prayed with the most humble heart of a servant. She would talk to the Lord like he was just right there next to her. She was open, she was honest, and she spoke and asked in prayer in faith, knowing God hears and God answers. Now, when someone passes, it's a sad time. Would we all agree to that?
Yes.
That's true. But there's also a time of happiness, because when we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, as Marilyn did, we know that though her heart stopped and her body is gone, she is not. She is with the Lord. And when we have Jesus as our Savior and our Lord, we too will see her one day again. And that is the happiness. That is what can give us the courage to keep going and putting one foot in front of the other. There is joy in the Lord, even in difficult and sad times. I would like to read now from John. It's also in your bulletin if you'd like to follow along. It's John 14, 1 through 6. And Jesus is speaking. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Thank you.